Sausan Wehbe.
For years, scientists thought that the 20 amino acids were added to the genetic code in a specific order, one that was largely based on abiotic synthesis metrics, like the famous Uri Miller experiment. But this approach had limitations. For example, the Uri Miller experiment didn't include any sulfur, excluding the possibility of forming any sulfur-containing amino acids, and consequently labeling them as later additions to the code. This is why we wanted to take a fresh look at this question using actual biological evidence rather than just chemical assumptions. So, instead of looking at early life chemistry, we studied some of the oldest protein sequences, ones that go all the way back to the last universal common ancestor, or LUCA. By analyzing how amino acid usage changed over time, we could track when different amino acids were added to the code. What we found was surprising. Amino acids like cysteine and methionine, which contain sulfur, were added much earlier than we thought. Histidine, a key amino acid for binding metals, also showed up earlier than we assumed. That means early life may have been using sulfur-based chemistry and metal-binding proteins far sooner than expected. Even more interesting, some of the most ancient proteins, ones that existed before LUCA even formed, had very different amino acid compositions, having a higher usage of ring-containing amino acids. We think this indicates that there might have been alternative genetic codes before the ones we use today. These discoveries don't just rewrite the story of early life on Earth. They also have big implications for how we search for life beyond our planet. If life elsewhere followed a different path, we might need to rethink what we're looking for.
Sausan Wehbe.
For years, scientists thought that the 20 amino acids were added to the genetic code in a specific order, one that was largely based on abiotic synthesis metrics, like the famous Uri Miller experiment. But this approach had limitations. For example, the Uri Miller experiment didn't include any sulfur, excluding the possibility of forming any sulfur-containing amino acids, and consequently labeling them as later additions to the code. This is why we wanted to take a fresh look at this question using actual biological evidence rather than just chemical assumptions. So, instead of looking at early Earth chemistry, we studied some of the oldest protein sequences, one that dates back all the way to the last universal common ancestor, or LUCA. By analyzing how amino acid usage changed over time, we could track when different amino acids were added to the genetic code. What we found was surprising. Amino acids like cysteine and methionine, which contain sulfur, were added much earlier than we thought. Histidine, a key amino acid for binding metals, also showed up early than we previously thought. That means early life may have been using sulfur-based chemistry and metal-binding proteins far sooner than expected. Even more interesting, some of the most ancient proteins, ones that existed even before LUCA formed, had very different amino acid compositions, having a higher usage of ring-containing amino acids. We think this indicates that there might have been alternative genetic codes before the one we use today. These discoveries don't just rewrite the story of early life on Earth. They have big implications for how we search for life beyond our planet. If life elsewhere followed a different path, we might need to rethink what we're looking for.
Sausan Wehbe.
For years, scientists thought that the 20 amino acids were added to the genetic code in a specific order, one that was largely based on abiotic synthesis metrics, like the famous Uri Miller experiment. But this approach had limitations. For example, the Uri Miller experiment didn't include any sulfur, excluding the possibility of forming any sulfur-containing amino acids, and consequently labeling them as later additions to the code. This is why we wanted to take a fresh look at this question using actual biological evidence rather than just chemistry assumptions. So, instead of looking at early Earth chemistry, we studied some of the oldest protein sequences, ones that go all the way back to the last universal common ancestor, or LUCA. By analyzing how amino acid usage changed over time, we could track when different amino acids were added to the genetic code. And what we found was surprising. Amino acids like cysteine and methionine, which contain sulfur, were added much earlier than previously thought. Histidine, a key amino acid for binding metals, also showed up earlier than we assumed. That means early life may have been using sulfur-based chemistry and metal-binding proteins far sooner than expected. Even more interesting, some of the most ancient proteins, ones that existed even before Luca formed, had different amino acid compositions, having a higher usage of ring-containing amino acids. This indicates that there might have been alternative genetic codes before the one we use today. These discoveries don't just rewrite the story of early life on Earth. They have big implications for how we search for life beyond our planet. If life elsewhere followed a different path, we might need to rethink what we're looking for.